weren't sleeping, were you?
No, I'm just winding down. What's going, like, 8:40 bed of the Musers end tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah.
Is Gordon not in?
Yeah, yeah, just Gordon's on vacation.
Oh. What's Fernando expecting, like a character or what?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just calling people, trying to wake them up and ask them. That's all. That's the only idea I have so far.
Man, I don't know. Just come up with something topical yet entertaining and brilliant. Like, he doesn't always do like a character or something. So just something that's, I don't know, newsworthy and fun and something different. I don't know. I'm not really a lot of help. Kind of a random question this hour. But what are some of the ideas you have?
I mean, just the one about calling people up and asking them, mm-hmm. trying to wake them out of their sleep.
Very nice. Well, you almost caught me, my friend. You almost caught me, but I don't know. Something fun.
Well, cool. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Have you just smoked out, you think?
It's vacation time.
Diamond Talk.
That was funny. He sounded really tired.
Sean trying to help you out. I don't know, something topical.
Yeah, just laying out like the basic premise. Like I've heard 8:40 before.
That was funny.
So sticking with the ticker booth, here is Ty Walker.
Hello.
Hey Ty. Ty, I've got an emergency.
Okay, what's up?
Fernando told me I got to do the 8:40 tomorrow, and I can't think of anything.
You have to do the 8:40?
Yeah, you weren't asleep, were you?
No. I didn't hear the phone ring until I was out of the room. I saw it ring here. But,
what?
So you're calling me to ask me for 8:40 ideas?
Yeah, yeah. If you need anything.
Like you have to follow through with it. You're just not just the idea man. You have to do it. Right?
Yeah, I got to do something.
Oh dear. Why have they put this on you tomorrow?
Gordon's on vacation.
Okay. Wow. Geesh, I don't know. I'd have to think about that for a little bit. That's interesting.
Yeah, so far all I got is trying to call people and get them out of bed and ask them if they have any ideas. That's my only idea so far.
That's your only idea.
I like how both he and Sean laughed at it, but then like kept on going.
Right.
Like, you know, the only reason I called right. was to see if you were awake.
It's just too late at night for them to really get it.
Like, they both laugh, but then just immediately follow that up with some ideas.
Yeah.
And the thing that really got me going on this is just wanting to call Saroy that he, you know, as you know, yes, from yesterday, he played a prank on my roommate and podcast partner Jake, and I feel like we have to have solidarity, that there needs to be a small tactical strike back. So here is the one that made me really want to do this. Here's the call to Saroy, which I have to say took like, I rang his phone 6 or 7 times.
Oh, no.
Hey, Patty.
Hello?
Hey, Mike, it's an emergency.
What's up?
Hey, I just, Fernando just told me I gotta think up an 8:40. I don't have any ideas.
Are you doing it tomorrow?
Yeah.
8:40. Alright.
You weren't asleep or anything, were you?
No, I was laying in bed, but no, I wasn't asleep. It was more just I wouldn't have answered, but,
why not, man?
I was just laying in bed. I was going to bed. I don't know. You got any ideas? Any leads?
No, I just call people, try and get them out of bed, and ask them what I should do.
Oh, now I know what you're doing.
That was my only...
You bastard.
What?
All right. Good luck to you.
Cool. See you.
Yeah.
So he at least caught on.
Yeah.
Ty
yeah.
and Sean are still up trying to think.
Yeah, Ty at the end told me that he would call me if he thought of anything. I didn't receive the calls. So must still be thinking about it. Here is the most high profile person that I thought would take it well enough that I wouldn't be fired. Here is me calling Corby.
Hello.
Hey, Corby.
Yo.
Hey, it's me, TC. I have an emergency.
What's up, man?
Fernando told me I got to do the 840 bit tomorrow, and I can't think of anything.
Shut up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm totally out of ideas. I didn't wake you up, did I?
Yes.
Wait, do you have anything?
Not off the top of my head, PC.
I mean, just like anything you got stored up.
No, I don't. Like, man, I'm trying to think. You really have to do it.
Yeah.
Dude, I really don't know.
I mean, come on. It depends on it, you know?
It depends.
Are you recording this right now, TC?
Yeah. I told you, I gotta do the 840 bit.
So you're recording me?
Yeah.
God. And I defend you at every turn.
I'm calling my whole Rolodex.
Idiot. Either way, I don't know. I'm sitting here with my wife staring at me, so.
Uh-oh.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe you or not, but I commend your effort.
Thank you. I love you.
Then here is my absolute favorite. It's, you know The Orphanage? You ever heard of The Orphanage?
Yeah. Sure.
It's a show on the weekends.
Danny and Davey.
Yeah, and I'm the volunteer producer for the show, and over the past couple months, I think Dave recently realized that all of those aggressions he built up every time Gordon made fun of him on the rant,
mm-hmm.
he finally had someone to take them all out on. So
he slaps you around.
Yeah, yeah. The past month, every time the mic goes on, it's something. So I thought that that he seemed like a prime candidate to really enjoy a nice call, and I think he did.
Hello.
Hey, Dave, it's TC. I got an emergency.
Well, what's up?
Fernando told me I got to do the 840 bit tomorrow, and I can't think of anything.
Oh, that's great.
Well, good job, TC. I think you did a good job with the 840 bit.
Hey, that's...
You woke up five different people. Good job.
That was my favorite reaction, and the most confusing part of that whole bit was when Ty told you that he didn't hear the phone ring, but he came into the room and saw it ringing.
He might have had the ringer off. I've done that before.
Okay. Good stuff, TC.
Yeah, way to go, TC. Way to go. 8:51 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, we'll determine the biggest show coming to town.